Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
As Terry Morin was telling us Sunday night, it's now go time as practice has resumed for Saturday afternoon's upcoming 1:30 battle with number 25 Fairfield, the 31-1 Stags. And the same can be said for All-American frontliner Mackenzie Holmes and that left knee of hers. And as she was telling us as well on Zoom Sunday night, following a week of rest,
been able to get back out on the floor. I've been practicing. So each day I think I'm feeling more and more confident on it, feeling better on it. So I'm feeling much different than I was last March versus this March. I think I practiced maybe once or twice leading up to the Miami game, even after the Big Ten tournament. So I'm now in practices doing pretty much everything. So I'm feeling a lot better this March than I was last March, which is a great thing for me.
Good news on the medical front from Mac. Mackenzie Holmes averaging 20 points and 7 rebounds. ESPN2 Saturday at 1:30 for the 4th-seeded 24-5 Hoosiers of Terry Morin. Today, officially the first day of spring. Tonight, the first of two play-in games from the Dayton Arena. It's Howard and Wagner. They'll tip at 6:40, followed by Colorado State and Virginia. Spring has sprung, and so is March Madness. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Spring is here and so is March Madness. The first of two play-in games on our airwaves tonight is Howard and Wagner. From the Dayton Arena, they'll tip it at 6:40. And, well, we've got three Big Ten teams playing in the NIT. Ohio State is home to Cornell. Iowa will welcome in Kansas State. And then Minnesota will play at Butler at Hinkle Fieldhouse, which is the site of the finals April the 4th. Indiana State has the top seed in the tournament. A handful of teams said no, including Woody and crew. That kind of lit a fuse Sunday night under the rump of a former Hoosier head man, now ESPN studio analyst Tom Crean.
Plenty of time for the portal. There's plenty of time to talk to recruits. There's plenty of time to negotiate NIL deals. There's not plenty of time to play. There's not plenty of time to get your players on the floor and give them a chance to get better. There's not plenty of time for guys to continue to play that may never get to play again. And that, to me, is absolutely ridiculous. It's each coach's choice. Makes absolutely zero sense to me.
Well, I well remember 7 years, almost to the day, Indiana opted against hosting a first-round NIT game. We went down to Atlanta, played at Georgia Tech, got beat, got back to Bloomington. Next day, Crean was fired. March Madness, they call it. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.